Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 11, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and we are doing healing invocation variations practice. So this is our monthly event where we do some kind of practice around invocations. And what'll happen tonight, excuse me, my belching. We're going to start as usual, calling the directions, calling the allies, setting the sacred container, invoking embodied awakening. Then we'll practice all the invocation variations for healing, calling what may already be present, calling up an old trauma, doing an extended line healing, maybe even the mental variation. So we'll see how it goes. And welcome to one and all. Alrighty. So I welcome you whether you're live or on the recording. In fact, if you're live, I'm going to welcome you right now by name. So I'm so glad you're here. Alicia, Anjali, Angela, Carrie, Deb, Eric, Faye. Also welcome to James, Jeannie, Jesse, Kathy, Laura, Marilyn, Marla, Michelle, Molly, Monica, Marcy, Nikki, Pete, Renate, Sherry, Stephen, Tricia, Virika, and Vivian. So, and welcome to you also if you are on the recording, because most people join us by recording rather than live. And it can also be very juicy doing it that way. Okay, so as always with an energetic process, I request your full focus. Pretend you're right here in the room with me. And please don't do other things while you're doing this. We all create the energetic field together, and the quality of our attention affects us and everyone else, even if you're on the recording. So I do make that request. If you need to leave early, not a problem. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and they'll do that without creating any energetic disruption. All righty. So let's jump in. I invite, and by the way, this call will last around an hour, most likely. So you know how to budget your time. Okay, let's jump in. Let's start by closing your eyes. I will assume that is safe. Don't do anything that isn't safe, obviously. Close your eyes and become aware of how your physical body feels. And if you have awareness of your energy body, become aware of that as well. Just get your baseline. And my yawning is moving energy more than it is fatigue. All righty. So I'm going to invite you just to relax, feel energy moving in and around your body. If you have awareness of that, if you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Pachamama Mamakia Wiracocham Inti Inti. Take a moment to see how you feel. See if it's already shifted a bit. Okay. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher service to other awareness. Higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint. By the way, all beings I'm calling are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the following archangels: Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty. If anyone has any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent they would like to call, please bring them in now. Thank you. Feels good. All righty, everyone, take a moment and see how your body and your energy body feels. See if you can feel this field around us, holding us, protecting us. All righty. Now let's do embodied awakening so that we're really primed up to do our healing invocations well. So this is where, of course, we invite our higher self to merge with our human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. There's no end to the benefits of this, and you'll only get as much as you can handle. So you're about to speak to your higher self. You're about to repeat 8 words. Do them out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Relax, become completely passive. When you're passive and you've done this invocation, the energy just comes right in your crown, fills you up just as much as you can hold for highest good. Don't do anything to help. Just relax and feel what it's doing on its own. You get distracted. You'll notice that at some point, just gently return your attention to feeling the incoming energy. And ideally, use the minimum effort needed to feel it. Some people find that no effort at all is perfect. Some just need a tiny bit of effort, so you might just play a bit and see what's the least effort I need to feel this incoming energy. And just rest in that tiny level. Feel like a lot of y'all are there now. Just relax and feel what you're feeling. If so, if not, just be really, really passive and let the higher self keep merging with you. Yeah, that feels pretty good. The way you'll know if you're in embodied awakening is if you can say yes to all these four things. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Once again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Yeah, it's feeling pretty good. I think we're about ready to go. Even if you didn't make it all the way to embodied awakening, that's fine. Any movement in that direction is welcome. Okay. Let me feel what our first one is going to be. So let's start by deliberately pulling in an old trauma. This does not have to be the worst thing that ever happened to you, but I would like you to think back to some incident that's happened to you that causes you some reasonable amount of challenging emotion every time you think about it. So just the first thing that comes to mind is probably fine. Just choose a past incident that is still upsetting to you. Hopefully you've identified that by now. And that's what we'll use. All right, so just a few words before we do our first healing invocation. First, the nature of these invocations is that they do not overwhelm. Even if you're working with the worst trauma of your life, these invocations will not cause you to become overwhelmed. Your higher self will only bring up as much as you can work with. If the whole thing's too much, it'll bring up just whatever part of it you can handle at once. It may be intense, it won't be too much, so you're safe. As heavy energy releases, if your body wants to do any of the following, it's fine. If your body needs to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry, make sound, if your body wants to move, like you want to get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms or whatever movement the body wants to make is fine. Just let it release however it wants to. Everybody is muted, so no one on this call can hear you. If your camera's off, no one can see you. So you have privacy from us. And some people do this work and their healing is still in silent. That's fine too. Just let it be what it wants to be. All right, that's enough chatter about it. Let's just do it. So hopefully you've now chosen some incident from your past that is upsetting when you think about it. And I want you to now bring the thought of that, the image of that up in your mind and make it really intense. remember it vividly with the specific goal of stirring up that challenging emotion. Recall it vividly. So hopefully now you've remembered it well enough that you're feeling some of that unpleasant energy getting stirred up in your body. So now, notice where in your body the challenging energy is strongest and rate it 0 to 10. 10 would be just really intense and 0 would be I have no challenging emotion at all. So put the number from 0 to 10 on there. And again, note where it is. And now, release the memory and just hold your attention where you're feeling the challenging energy. And now we're going to do the healing invocation. Just 7 words. Say to your higher self, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Now you're simply holding attention where the challenging energy is. And you're going to use the least effort needed to have a complete experience of that challenging sensation. So you might play a little more effort, a little less effort. Just find that sweet spot of just barely enough effort to feel it completely. And now your job is to be passive and patient. Just keep holding attention where the unpleasant energy is. And you may already be noticing that your higher self is getting in there and stirring up the unpleasant energy, and it is flushing it out your hands and or your feet. Sometimes it goes out other ways too. Just let it leave however it wants to. Sometimes it doesn't leave at all, but it just transmutes to love and light right where it is. If that's happening, that's fine as well. Just let the energy do what it wants to do. I'm feeling quite a bit of drainage out hands and feet, so that suggests to me that's happening for a lot of you folks. Again, you are no longer visualizing or remembering anything in particular. You're just working with the challenging energy that remained after your visualization. And we're focusing entirely just on feeling that, just feeling that challenging sensation in the body. As you hold attention there, your higher self gets in there and stirs that heavy energy up and flushes it away or transmutes it. Just let your higher self do its thing in whatever it wants to. Let the process be on whatever level of intensity it is. Let your higher self work this at the speed that it wishes to. Just kind of give the higher self free rein. When you feel energy leaving your hands or your feet, it's going down to Mother Earth. She's delighted to take this from you. For her, it's like a chocolate snack. She takes that heavy energy and transmutes it to love and light. When you're doing healing invocation work, there might be thoughts or images in the field, and that's fine. You allow those. But I recommend that you don't focus on them. Put your attention on sensation, on the feeling in the body, and just rest in that. Again, using the least effort that gives you full awareness of what's happening there. You know, a lot of stuff getting stirred up and flushed away. Indicates a lot of you folks are still in your healing process. Just let it run a bit longer. You check your body, see if it doesn't feel more like an energy experience now, not so much a physical concrete experience as the body as energy. See if that's your actual perception of it now. If it's like we're mostly done with this round, a little bit of energy still moving, just let it do its thing. Nearly done. Passive and patient. Just feeling wherever it feels uncomfortable. All righty. It feels like that round is should be complete for most everybody. So when we first called up the old trauma, I had you not only feel where it was, but give it a number from 0 to 10. I'd now like you to once again check the work by once again remembering the incident. Do this once more right now, if you don't mind. And once again, vividly remember the incident that caused the emotional challenge. Bring it up as vividly as you can. And now that you've made it nice and strong, notice 0 to 10, how much emotional challenge are you feeling as a result of this memory? Notice where it is and give it that 0 to 10 intensity rating. Now compare that to how it felt when you started this round. Alrighty. So now I would love to get some feedback. I'm going to allow unmuting so folks can talk. And if you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine too. I see that Jeannie's already jumped in. She says, tons of healing on that first one. Thank you, Benjamin. And of course, all of us together, it went from a 6 down to a 2. That's good to hear. I'd love any other feedback from folks. Either unmute and speak or type in the chat what happened, what the difference was in that challenging incident and your response to it after we did that healing round. So the floor is open.
Hello, it's Marla.
Hi, Marla.
I'd like to give some feedback. I experienced healing. It came on really strong when you asked to conjure it up, and I was very angry even. And it was very uncomfortable. It was like at a 9 for sure.
Wow.
And then it went away. It went away, I think, to a 0. And then when you asked to check it, it like kind of went to a 4 for a moment, and then I did feel it flush out, and I was like, whoa, it feels like a 0.
Wow.
So that was really effective for me. Thank you.
Wow, that's fabulous. Well done. Thank you for the feedback, Marla.
Thank you.
Laura typed 7 to a 2. Feel much lighter where the feeling was. Good. Anyone else with any feedback? Trisha said 8 to a 2 for me. Thanks. Alicia says, I experienced healing. I was feeling an 8, then down to 7, then down to 4. We'll take a 50% reduction. Well done. Any other feedback before we go to our next step? Hi, Vivian.
Hi there, everybody. I had an interaction last night with somebody that I care about. He was really angry, and my response to that was also a bit angry too. So I was kind of living with that overnight and working on it this morning a bit. So I was about a 3 when I started, and I had a lot of energy around my knees and kind of the part of my thigh that goes into my knees, and unlocking something there. Can't quite put words to it yet, really, just about that. And then finally, something coming up through my crown and disappearing. So I feel great. Thank you very much. So, yes, it's at a 0.
Wow. Well done, Vivian. Thanks for sharing. Okay. So I noticed that some folks are, they had a reduction, but not down to 0. So what you do or what you can do is you can do a second round. And you can even do additional rounds beyond that if you need them. Very commonly, the additional rounds are very quick. Typically, if the first round took 8 or 10 minutes, the second round might take maybe a minute or two. And again, the higher self is not allowed to overwhelm. And if it gets in there and does a round, it says, you know, that was just a little too much to take out all at once. We'll leave a little behind for additional rounds. Sometimes it can help to do another round to do that. So anyone who's got a anything greater than 0 from that experience, we'll do a quickie round to see if we can reduce the number even more. So if you got to a 0, just chill and you can just rest for a minute. This won't take long. If you had anything above 0 for your remnant, once again, just remember the incident one more time real quickly. Just bring the memory back of what happened. Rate it 0 to 10. In terms of your intensity of emotional response to the memory. And feel where it is. All right. So say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Once again, just relax into feeling the unpleasantness, wherever it is, using the least effort that gives you a full experience of the challenging sensation. And just give it a moment to let the second round clear out what it can. Exactly the same thing we did the first time. I'm feeling quite a bit of heavy leaving for folks. Almost done. It feels like we're complete. So now let's check the work. If you just did that second round, once again, remember the incident vividly. Having recalled the memory vividly, now notice how triggered you are, 0 to 10, in terms of emotional intensity. Good. Okay. So quick bit of feedback. So if you just did that second round, would love to learn what happened for you. Again, you can unmute or type. But let's just get a quick bit of feedback on what that second round, what effect that had for you. Judy says now 1 from 2. Okay, so she dropped from a 2 to a 1. Trisha says now it's 0. Good. Anybody else have a quick bit of feedback on that second round if you did it? Last call for feedback on that. Oh, Alicia says, I was at 4 with challenging emotion, anger. Now I feel love towards it. All righty. Awesome. And she's at a 0. Okay, we'll take the 0. Oh, wow. Eureka went from 9 to 0 with like 6 exclamation points. Good to hear. Laura says, the area feels like a 1 from 2, but memory feels like a 0. Okay. So that sounds like a reduction, which is what we're going for. Good. All right. I think we've got what we wanted. So those who did the second round had a reduction or elimination of the emotion. So basically that's what you do with a healing invocation. If a first round doesn't get all of it, you can repeat, and very quickly you can have your higher self flush out possibly all the remnant or at least a good chunk of it. And you can continue doing additional rounds as needed to get something all the way down to 0. Now, again, let's say, you know, you healed something and it went down to 0. You can't find any triggering anymore. There's two possibilities. One is that you did, in fact, clear every last bit of it and you're done with that trauma. Another is that you cleared everything that's currently available, but there might be more hanging out in your unconscious and there's no way to really know if it's there. And you will know, however, if it later comes up for healing. Sometimes you have to heal what's currently in your awareness field so that the next layer can come up out of the unconscious. And I've learned that I can't know if there's anything more there, and also that it doesn't matter because, you know, whatever cleared the first round will clear the next layer too. So if more comes up later, no problem. Just do another healing invocation and do the process, and you should be able to clear that additional stuff pretty quickly. So that's my current understanding of that. Well done, folks. All right, so now let's do another round. Let's do what I call a next in line healing. This is where you are. Actually, I'm going to give you a choice. We could either do a standard healing invocation where something's already in your field. And so let's just start by just notice, feel your body. And so physically or emotionally, is already something feeling uncomfortable, challenged, or triggered? Just see if something already there for you. If so, you'll work with that. If not, we'll do a next in line where you, even if you feel 100% great, you say healing invocation and then say next in line, and then it comes up to be healed. The higher self knows what's next in line always, even if your ego doesn't. So decide, are you going to work with some challenging experiences already with you, physically or emotionally? If so, notice where it is and give it a 0 to 10 intensity. And if you don't have any such experience already happening, then we'll do the next in line. So we'll start in just a moment. Okay, so everyone, please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. If you already had something up to work on, just gently put your attention on it and just feel it. If you did not have anything already there, now say next in line. And then just hold general awareness of the whole body. And then as you feel stuff getting stirred up, you can hold your attention wherever the challenging energy is. So whichever way you started, we're all doing the same thing now, just relaxing into passive awareness of wherever the challenge is. Using the least effort needed to feel it completely. And knowing that it's safe, it is totally safe to feel it completely, because in this type of work, your higher self does not allow overwhelm. It does not allow more trauma to come up than you can work with. It is a self-titrating technique. So go ahead and just feel it all the way. I've done this kind of tool for over a dozen years with thousands of people, have never had a single report of overwhelm, and I honestly don't believe it can happen with this technology. So just keep feeling wherever the challenge is. Holding barely enough effort to feel it all the way. Otherwise, letting your higher self totally deal with it on its own. Your ego just resting and watching the process. I'm feeling a lot of heavy draining out the hands and feet. Now we got some good shaking up happening. Just let it run. Remembering that if you're on the recording, you're just as much in our group field as if you had done it on the live Zoom call. It's always true of our events. Feels like the energy just stabilized. Yeah. All right, so that's complete. So take a moment and notice 0 to 10, how intense is what you're feeling. Note the difference from the number when you started. Okay, good. So let's get some feedback again. So I'd love to have folks jump in and speak or type in the chat. Let me know if you're on the live call, what happened that time, as you either worked with something that was already there or did a next in line healing invocation. So tell me what happened, if you don't mind.
Yeah, hi, Benjamin.
Hi.
I went from a 5 to a 2 on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I need to maybe be more specific, or I just need to go longer.
Okay. So, you could do you could relax back into it, let it run just a bit longer. That's fine.
Okay, and then I have another question about the first one that we did.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't realize I did this. It's probably because this morning I was having quite an issue, and I found myself almost involuntarily just doing a healing invocation on this aspect of it, and then this aspect of it, and then so on and so forth. And so tonight, I didn't realize until just a few minutes ago that on the first one, I didn't recall just one trauma. What my self came up with almost unconsciously was healing for any time I had abandonment, abuse issues in this particular home where we lived when I was really little. So then I thought, well, you know what? If I was asking for healing on all those times and I went almost to a zero, then that's pretty good.
It is very good.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, so yeah, so I just wanted to get your take on that, because you might say, yeah, you need to be a little more one at a time.
Well, apparently not, because you called for a bunch of them and you went down significantly. So there's no limit on what spirit can do.
Okay.
So if you have the capacity to do a bunch of work all at once, then more power to you, by all means.
Yeah, I got to say that I really appreciate this tonight, because my biggest thing is, yeah, I got to be still and let the energies fill in and the allies do their work, and just let it, you know, go a little bit longer, be a little more aware, can, you know, kinesthetically and stuff like that. So I really appreciate this. Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Well done, Jeannie. So I'm going to catch up in the chat. There's been some typing in there. Hang on, let me get back to, okay. So Alicia says, worked with a current stomach pain, was at 4 and now is at 1. Trisha says, cleared chronic chest pain for me. Thank you, 5 to a 0. Yay. Marla says, I worked with something that was there and it went from a 4 to a 7 to a 0. Was intense with some crying and then flushing through hands and feet. Well done, Marla. Noteworthy here that it increased dramatically before it dropped to 0. And there are times when you get something stirred up and it does get stronger for a bit while it gets cleared up. And then it can drop dramatically sometimes after that. So just because it's momentarily getting stronger doesn't mean anything's wrong. It just might be getting felt more intensely as it finishes up. Any other questions or concerns or feedback on what we just did? Hey, Vivian.
Hi there. I went back a decade to when I broke my ankle and woke up from surgery to find the surgeon had put metal into my calf. I was absolutely furious and asked him to take it out again, which he did 6 months later, because he did it without my permission. And I just wanted to see if there was like any residue from that about having my own authority like questioned or not kind of respected. So what happened was there was a little bit more like below my knees and like, you know, really going down to my feet and so on, which was really lovely. And I was completely peaceful, and very unusually, I'm sitting in a public park around a lagoon. And when I first came down here, there were just two mothers with their babies in this gentle lagoon. And now there's about 30 mostly young parents with their babies. The young man's just come in with his baby. And I just feel this whole kind of sense of peacefulness and the blessing of what we're doing, like going out and surrounding all of these lovely people where I'm at right now. Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks, Vivian. All righty. So we're going to do one more round. And this time there is one other variation, which is the mental variation. I call this the two-story thought house version. And this is one you would use if you've got a persistent thought that just won't let you alone, like just an obsessive thought. And so to determine right now, just kind of feeling, is there any kind of thought that's just relentless? It just won't go away. Same thought, just kind of repeating itself pretty endlessly. So just take a moment and see if any such thought is already there in your field. So if there is, then you'll work with that. If there isn't, then you can do any of the prior versions. So in the absence of an obsessive thought, you can just do a healing invocation on something that's already there. Or you can remember another old trauma that is challenging to remember. Or you could do it just in a next in line version. So your choice if you don't have an obsessive thought to work on right now. So take a moment and decide what you're going to work on. So I'll be giving the instructions for the two-story thought house version. If you're doing something different, just ignore me and do your own thing. And that'll be fine. So take one more moment to decide which version you're going to do. And I'll give instructions for the thought house invocation while you do whatever you're doing. Okay, so assuming you're doing two-story thought house, just notice the thought that's really strong. And just notice what it is. And whichever version you're doing, let's take a moment to once more do embodied awakening to make sure that's nice and strong. So go ahead and just say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Give it a moment. Just be really passive and let your higher self just saturate you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Okay, good. That feels pretty good. All right. Now, again, do your other variations if you're not doing Thought House, but I'll again give the Thought House instructions. So you're on the ground floor with the obsessive thought. So just be right there with it and notice the thought just kind of running itself. So now in your imagination, there's a stairway. Just walk up the stairs and this takes you up to a balcony overlooking the ground floor where the obsessive thought is. And it's like down there below you. And you're going to just hang out on the balcony and look down on it. And you're going to observe the thought thinking itself. And what's really critical here is you're a passive observer. The thought is down there doing its own thing under its own power. You're not engaging with it. You're observing it from a distance. So just watch the thought keep recycling itself. And you may now be noticing that it's kind of losing steam. Without your engagement, it doesn't have a lot of juice, honestly. And notice how the thought is slowing down. And maybe even stopping. And that little thought being, at some point, just kind of blips out and it's gone. Notice how when a thought is simply observed without engagement, it quickly loses steam and blips out and goes away. So let's see if that's happening for you on that thought that was more obsessive. Good. That's all there is to that one. Pretty straightforward. So if you did the Thought House version, I'd love to get some feedback. So go ahead and unmute and speak or type in the chat if you were doing the actual two-story Thought House version. Let's see if anyone did it, and if so, what their experience was. I'd love to get your feedback now if you don't mind. Alicia said, instant chills up my neck. Cool. And Alicia, I'd also love to know what actually happened to the thought fade out. What actually happened to the thought that you were focusing on? if you were doing that version. The thought was raging, she types. And then what happened? But then it slowed down. She's keep me in suspense, just a few words at a time here. And disappeared. Yay! And now she's got a crying face and happy hands. Good. That's exactly what I was hoping would happen, Alicia. Well done. All right. Anyone else have an experience with actually working with thought? Nobody?
It's Marla. I know I'm sharing a lot tonight, but
no, I'm loving it. Go ahead.
Well, I went up the balcony and onto the balcony, and then I saw the thought down there. A lot of them. There were a lot of them, all about the same thing.
Okay.
And then they slowly, yeah, they just kind of like were disintegrating, and then it was like there was like dust on the floor, and then it was gone. And then it seemed like quiet in my house. I'm like putting that in quotes, like in the thought house.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, I'm sad without the thought. That's why I kept getting it, giving it energy, because I didn't want to be alone in here. But then I realized that consciously I am okay alone. I don't have to keep feeding the thought. At least I want to believe I am okay alone. So it gave me insight. And I have to be careful, too, that the thought doesn't then get to use my energy again.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful insight. Well done, Marla.
For listening.
Yeah, I've worked with people who didn't want to release an old trauma because it had been with them so long, it felt like them. And they said, oh my God, who would I be without that? I'm scared to even discover that. But when you're willing to be bold and discover what you are without something that challenges you, then you might just be delighted and amazed at the you you discover that's even more amazing than the prior you. Same principle. I periodically do a spiritual experience where I just have to give up everything that I am and blip out. I've gone through a black hole more than once, and just everything that I am just got dissolved into except the pure consciousness itself. And I always came out fine on the other side, new and improved. So that which you are cannot be destroyed. Sorry, you'll be fine. That which you really are will survive any process you go through. All right, Vivian, what did you like to share?
That was nice. I worked with the thought that dealing with money is stressful. So I went upstairs into a lovely apartment like the ones around here overlooking the ocean, and immediately I made sure there was a trellis to protect me from the wind, and there were beautiful plants and a white painted wicker chair to sit in, so I was really comfortable.
Well done.
Then I looked down on the figure below, which is me, and the figure was sitting at a table writing an affirmation about the thought, you know. So I watched that figure decide to change that thought to money's actually really easy. And so I did that, and then I watched the figure sigh and stretch and like settle back in her chair and admire the view, because she realized that the whole apartment is hers.
Oh, wow.
So that was nice.
Cool. Yeah, that's a little different than the actual technique that I teach, but it sounds like you kind of came up with a variation that sounds like you could be very helpful as well.
Well, I mean, I did try to follow your instructions, but my picture making ability is so strong that I just kind of like had to.
Yeah.
I think it was like anchoring a belief in that part of self that can go up the stairs, which is why I suspect there were images around that being also easy to inhabit that space. Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like it's you found a way to get more comfortable with the whole money issue. So that's a little bit more like creative visualization, what you just did, you know, a little more of that flavor. But again, if it's helpful, fantastic. Just it wasn't quite the same as just the blipping out of a thought, which is what the technique is designed for. But hey, if you just came upon a variation that's helpful, then by all means, run with that.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, fabulous. Well done. Any final sharing before we wrap it up for the night? Anyone else have an interesting experience with a two-story thought house? All right. Any last thoughts or questions about anything we've done tonight regarding the healing variations?
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. To piggyback on something that Vivian just did, which was just, you know, just happened naturally. I was doing a guided meditation about a clearing and how in the middle of the meditation, you're in a part of the clearing where there's, you know, butterflies and whatnot all around, except for you're right in the middle, and the sunlight is there.
Yeah,
and yeah. I had a, you know, I had done this like three times, and this time something about the sunlight was really magical, and it reminded me, oh, okay, this is like being awakened, only more kinesthetic, more feeling the sun on my skin, and it kind of going deeper physically instead of just being sort of a beautiful energy experience. It became really, really sensual and like mystical, a mystical experience. And then somebody reminded me that the sun has more than just warmth. It has special properties, and enlightenment of its own. And I thought about that and I thought, yeah. So, you know, after what Vivian just did, it's like, it's just, I wondered if you ever thought about doing a guided meditation at the same time that we're doing an invocation or anything else that we do.
The thought has occurred to me, and if I'm guided, I will. But again, kind of the whole focus of all my invocations is to pretty much ignore thought.
Right.
So the two-story thought house is about as visualized as I get, because it actually does imagine a little bit before the thought blips out. But the little bit of visualizing is only set up so that the thought can be blipped out.
And I can't wait till you do more variations eventually. Maybe we should have a level 2 awakening plus. You know, if you've been doing it a while and you're having all these cool things happen, then we can really go for it. No. But the visualization was for not grasping for what you're wanting and allowing it. And that's what your invocations do. They allow the good to come in that you're asking for.
Yeah.
And the butterflies sort in mine land on me because they represent what you're asking for, different things that you'd like to have in your reality. And if I'm grasping for them, they don't come to me. In fact, they kind of fly away. But if I'm really quiet in awakened state and embodied, then they come toward me in their own little fluttery by, you know, they don't just fly straight toward me. They're just sort of like life and like cycles. When we're asking for something to be different in our reality, it kind of goes over here for a little bit, there a little bit, and then it kind of comes to you. Do you know? I'm not saying that as well as I'd like, but I think you get it. But anyway, that was cool. Yeah. I love what Vivian did. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you. This was fun.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you for that beautiful sharing, Jeannie. I want to just catch up with some of the chat. Alicia typed, "Very awesome. Totally needed this tonight. Thank you for the feedback." Trisha says, This was really fabulous. Thanks so much, everyone. I love watching Vivian enjoy the summer. I am freezing here in wintry weather. Of course, Vivian's in Australia, where they have the opposite season of the Northern Hemisphere. So good little variety there. Okay. So this is going to be a best of. It'll be, I'll post it tomorrow on Tuesday, and it'll go in the regular place and in the best of. And of course, I'll send a little email when it's up. So big thanks. I'm really delighted that about 30 people showed up on the Zoom, and we'll keep doing these training calls on invocations. Once again, I just can't say often enough thanks for being a member of Awakening Plus. I'm doing my very best to make sure you get just tons of benefit from it, and I appreciate you showing up to get some of that. So we'll call it good for tonight. Big blessings all. And thanks again for being here. And we got two more events this week. Hope you can show up for one or more of them. And just big love to all of you. Bye-bye.